marine ecosystems are facing their greatest threat in human history, with over 50% of coral reefs already lost. But what scientists are discovering about how sea creatures adapt to stress is completely transforming our approach to ocean conservation.
You know what fascinates me most about this research? The way these tiny organisms have developed incredibly sophisticated survival mechanisms that we're only beginning to understand.
That's right. And what's really groundbreaking is how researchers are using this new multi-omic approach to decode these survival strategies. It's like having multiple satellites tracking a hurricane from different angles, each revealing something unique about the storm.
That's an interesting comparison. Could you explain more about what these different omics actually tell us?
Well, think of it this way. Metabolomics shows us the immediate biochemical responses, kind of like monitoring your vital signs during exercise. Lipidomics reveals how they're managing their energy reserves, and genomics tells us about their long-term adaptation potential. Together, they paint a complete picture of how these creatures respond to stress.
That's making me think about the practical challenges. How do scientists even begin to collect this kind of data from marine organisms?
You know, that's where things get really interesting and complicated. Most of our current research tools were designed for studying lab animals, like mice and fruit flies. Using them for marine organisms is like trying to use a smartphone app to fix your car. The basic principles might be there, but you're missing crucial specialized features.
So if we're working with the wrong tools, how reliable are our current findings?
That's exactly why there's this huge push now for developing marine-specific research tools and databases. Scientists have found that marine invertebrates have unique metabolic pathways that our current tools just can't capture properly. It's estimated that we're missing up to 40% of important metabolic information using conventional methods.
Well, that's pretty concerning, especially given how quickly our oceans are changing.
Right. And here's what's really keeping researchers up at night. Ocean temperatures are rising 40% faster than the UN predicted just a decade ago. We're in a race against time to understand these adaptation mechanisms.
Speaking of adaptation mechanisms, I've heard some fascinating things about how certain marine species can completely rewire their metabolism under stress.
Oh, yeah. Take the Mediterranean sea urchin, for example. Recent studies show it can shift its entire metabolic system within 48 hours of environmental stress. It's like having a car that can switch from gas to electric on the fly.
That's remarkable. But how do researchers ensure they're accurately capturing these rapid changes?
This is where the new methodological standards come in. They're developing what they call temporal metabolomics. Basically, taking molecular snapshots every few hours to track these changes. But here's the catch. Each sample generates about 100 gigabytes of data. We're talking about processing petabytes of information for just one species.
You know what this reminds me of? The early days of weather forecasting, when we first started using computer models to predict storms.
That's such a perfect analogy. And just like weather forecasting, the accuracy of our predictions improves dramatically when we combine different types of data. Recent studies show that using this multi-omic approach increases our predictive accuracy by up to 60%.
Let's talk about the practical applications. How might this research help us protect marine ecosystems?
Well, imagine being able to identify which coral reef populations are most likely to survive climate change, or knowing exactly when an ecosystem is approaching a tipping point before any visible signs appear. We're already seeing some success stories. In the Great Barrier Reef, researchers use these methods to identify heat-resistant coral varieties with 85% accuracy.
That's actually giving me some hope for the future of our oceans.
And here's something even more exciting. Scientists are discovering that some marine organisms have developed adaptation strategies we never knew existed. For instance, certain deep-sea creatures can actually repair DNA damage caused by environmental stress in ways we've never seen before.
That's fascinating. How might understanding these mechanisms help us with broader conservation efforts?
Well, think of it as creating an early warning system for ocean health. By monitoring these metabolic indicators, we could potentially predict and prevent ecosystem collapse before it happens. Some researchers estimate we could have up to 18 months of advance warning for major environmental shifts.
You know, when you put it that way, this research seems absolutely crucial for the future of our oceans.
Exactly. And here's the thing, we're just scratching the surface. With new AI-powered analysis tools coming online, we're processing this complex data faster than ever. Some labs are reporting a 300% increase in the speed of data analysis.
That's really bringing home why developing these specialized research tools is so important.
And looking ahead, the implications are huge. We're not just talking about understanding how marine life adapts. We're talking about potentially developing new strategies for ecosystem resilience. Some experts predict we could see breakthrough applications within the next 5 years.
Well, this has certainly changed my perspective on marine research. It's amazing how understanding these tiny molecular changes could have such massive implications for ocean conservation.
That's right. And as we wrap up today, remember this. Every new insight into how marine life adapts brings us one step closer to protecting our oceans. The tools might not be perfect yet, but we're making progress at an unprecedented rate.
And it sounds like we're going to need every bit of that progress to face the challenges ahead.